I'm going to take you back to pre-2018. I was working in London 3 days a week as a consultant. It never occurred to me that I must have been living with cancer. For a while at least, maybe a year, 2 years, who knows. You don't really have any symptoms, or at least I didn't. I'd always been fairly active and healthy during my younger years. I played a lot of sport, particularly squash and water skiing. I went to the gym most days, and at least once or twice a year, I'd go snow skiing. I was born in London in 1951, so that puts me at 74 this year. How time flies. A brief history. Having left school, I completed a 5-year apprenticeship and continued to work in London until my retirement. In the early 70s, alongside my friend, we started a printing and advertising company, which was based in Clerkenwell. We ran this successfully for over 30 years. The business was closed down in the early 2000s. This was due partly to the landscape with the industry changing, and more importantly, after a long struggle, my partner and very close friend passed away from prostate cancer. In early 2004, we as a family moved out of London. The business got transferred over to another company, where I continued working as a consultant up until 2010, at which time they were about to be sold to new owners. So I thought it was a good time as any for me to say goodbye and retire. After all, I was 58. Most of the next 5 years I spent working on the family home. I also moved my mum down to live with us. In March 2016, I'd returned back to London as a consultant, where I remained working until the end of November 2019. It was during that time that I was diagnosed with cancer. Neither clients or colleagues at work ever knew. I made the decision just to keep this to myself. It was mid-July 2018, on a Monday, when I got that phone call. I was at home when the head nurse called. She was very polite and had a calming manner to her voice. She asked if I was okay to speak on the phone. I know it was about the results. I'd been to the hospital the previous week, you see. I'd had a load of scans, a CT, an MRI, and a full body bone scan. All of this was the result of the symptoms and the GP's examination. I don't know how long before July 2018 it started. That constant need to go to the toilet. You see, I'd always had a good constitution, never got up during the night to go to the toilet. And even if I'd been out drinking, I'd say I had minimal trips to the toilet. It was strange. So when things start to change, and being a man, you either don't want to notice it, or you subconsciously ignore the signs. I think I did the latter. I started going to the toilet more and more during the course of the day. It got so I even knew where all the toilets were, and this was so I could use them when I was out and about, visiting clients and going to meetings. Nights were no better, up and down like a fiddler's elbow. From that point on, I never had a complete night's sleep. Best guess, at least a year before I finally made an appointment to see my GP. At 66, you go in and you're told probably you've got an enlarged prostate. That's very common with men of a certain age. But don't worry, we can give you tablets that manage the symptoms. But first, we'll just do a few tests. Just a precaution, you see. Urine. This eliminates an infection, blood. This will measure your PSA. And the higher the PSA is over 4, the more chance you have of cancer. Lucky me, I got 36.5. Definitely cancer. An internal examination and the scans confirmed it. Advanced prostate cancer terminal. T4 for short. That's like being hit by a lorry. I guess everyone reacts differently. You've got no experience of it. 100 things go through your mind at once. None of them making much sense. Who do you talk to? Family? Friends? And what do you say? You know they're going to be hurt. So you part shelve some of it. What you're feeling, although it's about you, that just seems to come second. Ask me now, and I'd probably say that's wrong. Me? I went into work mode, asking questions from the nurse, almost as if I was receiving a brief from a client, just another job. I don't think the reality of it got anywhere near me. I'd already had a rough year in 2017. I'd lost a very close friend in September. He was only 44. He was the one who persuaded me to come back to London and work. Later that same year, my mum passed away. Wow. But that lot is one big head banger. All this added to the strain of the personal problems at home. The nursing staff, they were great. But it's like they're reading from a play that they've been performing many times before. But the missing bit is none of them have cancer. So they don't know the real nightmares. When you're busy and occupied, the darkness can't get in. But it only takes a moment. And there it is, fucking with your head. Can't allow it too much time. Have the thought, then close it down. Trust me, it's not easy. But I keep remembering that saying. You can either get busy dying or busy living. That's your choice. The second one is the one you want. You may have cancer, but you still have your life. And it's what you do with it, however long that may be. All I would say is make your choices carefully. Don't rush. Read and research and go with what makes logic sense to you. Hope is life. Good luck. We'll be right back.